Okay, so ready to have your mind blown. Let's talk about something most people don't even think about, your digital footprint. You know, those little traces we all leave online every single day.
And the crazy thing is just how much of that is totally public. Like, we're talking a gold mine of info, and there's a whole field dedicated to figuring it out. It's called OSINT, Open Source Intelligence.
Well, lucky for us, we have a guide for this deep dive. We're looking at this article all about OSINT by, get this, cybersecurity expert Krishna Kumar Mahadevan.
Oh, yeah, MKK.
Yeah, MKK, exactly. Over 28 years of experience, this guy knows his stuff. So let's break it down. What exactly is OSINT? Is it just like super sleuthing with Google searches or something?
Well, it's more than just Googling, but yeah, that's definitely a part of it. Think of it like this. Imagine a detective, right, at a crime scene piecing together clues. Except with OSINT, the whole internet is the crime scene. You're using what's already out there, publicly posts, websites, records, all that stuff, to understand the bigger picture.
So no hacking into secret databases or anything like that.
Nope. This is all about info that's already out in the open, just waiting to be, well, discovered. And you'd be surprised who uses it: cybersecurity analysts, businesses, even everyday people.
Okay, so you're telling me my everyday life is basically an open book.
Pretty much. But it's not as scary as it sounds. It can actually be really useful.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So MKK mentioned some pretty unexpected sources in his article. Websites, social media, even, wait for it, the dark web.
Oh, yeah, the dark web is a gold mine. But even your smartphone. Think about it. Every time you use it, you're leaving a trail. Digital breadcrumbs. And those can say a lot about you. Even something as simple as a photo can have hidden data, like where you were when you took it, what kind of device you used, all kinds of stuff.
Hold on, you mean my phone could be leaking information without me even knowing? That's kind of creepy, right?
It is a bit unnerving, but it also shows just how powerful OSINT can be. And knowing how it works, that's valuable. You know, some companies use OSINT to see what's being said about them on like hacker forums and
Oh,
stuff.
wow, that's actually really smart. Like an early warning system for cyber attacks.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get that it's powerful, but how do they actually do it? Am I picturing like some high-tech spy room with gadgets and screens everywhere?
Not necessarily. Some OSINT tools are surprisingly simple. Take Google Dorking, for example.
Google dorking. Okay, that sounds kind of shady.
Oh, it's not. It's actually pretty cool. It's just using these special search operators to find stuff that wouldn't show up in a normal search.
Okay, so like a secret Google language or something.
Pretty much. Like, let's say a company wants to see if any of their private documents are, you know, floating around online. They could use a Google Dork to find, like, spreadsheets or presentations that
Yeah.
have been accidentally made public.
Whoa, so it's like finding a needle in a haystack, but on purpose.
Exactly. And that's just one tool. There are tons more, each with its own special abilities. Like Multego, it maps out relationships between different pieces of info, so you can see connections you might have missed otherwise. And then there's Shodan.
Shodan, what's that one do?
Oh man, Shodan's a whole other beast. It scans the entire internet for specific devices or software. So, like, it's been used to find unsecured webcams, even industrial control systems that are just wide open.
Wait, so like someone could use Shodan to find a power plant that's vulnerable to hacking?
Yeah, theoretically.
Okay, now that is kind of scary.
It does raise some serious questions about security and privacy in our connected world.
Yeah, no kidding. But I guess that's why understanding OSINT is so important, not just for like the pros, but for everyone, right?
Absolutely. The more you know, the better you can protect yourself and even use this knowledge to your advantage. And that's just scratching the surface. MKK's article talks about all sorts of crazy stuff: data overload, misinformation. It's enough to make your head spin.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like drinking from a fire hose. How do you even know what to trust when there's so much info out there?
Well, that's the challenge, right? You got to be super careful about verifying everything, especially these days when fake news spreads like wildfire.
So how do you do that? I mean, how do you actually separate fact from fiction when you're dealing with mountains of data?
Healthy dose of skepticism, for sure. Always double check, triple check your sources, look for those red flags, the inconsistencies. It's like being a detective.
I like that, the detective analogy.
Right.
Got to be on your toes.
And speaking of detectives, MKK talks about how OSINT is being used in law enforcement. Like, there was this one case where investigators used geolocation data from a suspect's social media to track them down.
Oh, yeah, that one's a classic. And it's not just that. They've used OSINT to solve all sorts of crimes, like identifying a suspect in a hit and run just by analyzing footage from traffic cameras and online car forums.
Wow, so even something as simple as a picture of your car online could be used to solve a crime.
Exactly. Which is why it's so important to be aware of our own digital footprint. You know, what we post, what we share, it can all come back to haunt us.
So it's not just about governments or big corporations using OSINT. Individuals can use it too, right? Absolutely. Think about it. Let's say you're applying for a job. You want to know more about the company culture. You could use OSINT to find employee reviews, check out their social media, even see what's been in the news. It's about gathering intel to make better decisions.
Okay, now that's something I can get behind. Turning the tables, using OSINT to empower yourself.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, right? And the more you understand about OSINT, the more control you have over your own information.
So instead of being afraid of it, we should see it as a tool.
A tool for self-awareness, for making smarter choices.
Okay, I'm starting to see the light here. But one last question. Where do we go from here? What does the future hold for OSINT?
Ooh, that's a big one. The future of OSINT. Well, one thing's for sure, it's not slowing down. In fact, it's getting even more powerful with things like AI and machine learning.
AI? So like robots doing OSINT now?
Kinda. These AI-powered tools can analyze massive amounts of data way faster than any human. They can spot patterns, make connections. It's like having a super-powered research assistant.
Wow, that's kind of mind-blowing. So instead of spending hours digging through data, we'll have AI doing the heavy lifting.
Exactly. But of course, with great power comes great responsibility. We need to be careful about how this technology is used, you know? Think about data privacy, the potential for bias in algorithms, all those ethical questions.
Right, right. So it's not just about the tech itself, but also how we use it.
Exactly. We need to be having these conversations now before things get out of hand.
Okay, makes sense. What else is on the horizon? Any other trends we should be watching out for?
Oh, absolutely. Data visualization is becoming a huge part of OSINT. It's not enough to just collect the data. You got to be able to make sense of it, right? Present it in a way that's clear and easy to understand.
Oh, I get it. Like, a wall of text isn't going to help anyone understand complex data.
Exactly. So instead, imagine seeing the connections between people and organizations laid out visually, or a live feed of social media activity related to a specific event. That's the power of data viz.
So it's about making OSINT more accessible, more intuitive.
Exactly. And as these tools become more user-friendly, well, who knows what kind of doors that will open.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But also, I gotta admit, a little daunting. It feels like there's so much potential for misuse.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. One of the biggest challenges we face is making sure OSINT is used responsibly and ethically. We need safeguards, you know, to prevent it from being used for harmful purposes.
Right, guidelines, regulations, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And it's not just about the rules. It's about fostering a culture of responsibility within the OSINT community.
Okay.
We need to be talking about these issues openly and honestly.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the basics of OSINT to the potential impact of AI and data visualization. It's clear this is a powerful tool with both amazing potential and serious risks.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a double-edged sword, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the choices we make today will determine how it shapes our world tomorrow.
Okay, so let's bring it back to our listener, someone who's maybe just starting to learn about OSINT. What advice would you give them? Where do they even begin with all this?
It can definitely feel overwhelming, but the best thing to do is just start small. Focus on something that interests you. Like, if you're into cybersecurity, check out tools like Shodan. Learn how they're used to find vulnerabilities.
So find your niche and dive in.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to reach out to others. There are tons of online communities where you can learn from people who are already doing this stuff. It's like a whole secret society of digital detectives.
Haha, I love that. A secret society of digital detectives. Sign me up.
It's out there, trust me. And the more people who understand OSINT, the better we'll be able to navigate this crazy digital world.
It's like OSINT gives you X-ray vision, but for the internet.
Haha, yeah, that's a good way to put it. And honestly, once you start learning about OSINT, you realize just how much it's already being used everywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of like that saying, you know, once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Totally. You start noticing all these patterns and connections you never even thought about before.
So for someone who's like totally oblivious to all this, what's the first step to becoming more, I don't know, OSINT aware?
Well, the easiest thing is to just start by thinking about your own digital footprint. Like, what's out there about you? Try Googling yourself, check your social media, even those people search websites. You know the ones I'm talking about.
I think some people would rather just stay in the dark, to be honest.
I get that. But remember, knowledge is power, right? Once you know what's out there, you can start making smarter choices about what you share online.
So it's not about disappearing from the internet completely. It's just about being more mindful.
Exactly. And it's not just about protecting yourself either. Think about all the good that can be done with OSINT journalists using it to verify info, researchers tracking misinformation, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's like this superpower that can actually be used to make a difference.
It really is. And the more people who understand how to use it, the better off we'll all be, right?
Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to digest today. From the basics of OSINT all the way to the crazy potential of AI and data visualization.
Hopefully we've sparked some curiosity, you know? Got people thinking about this stuff in a new way.
If there's one thing I've learned from this deep dive, it's that information is everywhere. And knowing how to use it, well, that's more valuable than ever.
Couldn't agree more. The world of open source intelligence, it's vast and it's constantly changing. So keep exploring, keep learning. You never know what you might find.
So to our listener, go forth and embrace the power of OSINT. Your digital journey awaits.